I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The Bible is more like a library than a standalone book. It's comprised of different types of writing, different genres. Of course, God speaks to us through all these different types of writing. But if we want to faithfully consider what the Bible says and what it means, we should bring different expectations to its different genres. The epistles of the New Testament constitute one of these genres. What should we expect from an epistle? What is the writer trying to accomplish? In general, epistles can be both personal, written to a specific person or group, and general, intended for a wider circulation among early church believers. Epistles tend to be practical. They usually have something to do with how Christians ought to behave, how we should respond to certain situations, or how our faith can be lived out. They typically contain both doctrinal affirmations and practical exhortation. In other words, the epistles are concerned with what we believe and how those beliefs influence our actions. They answer the question, so how am I supposed to be a Christian? Paul's letter to the Ephesians invites us to reflect on what it truly means to be part of the community of Christ. A poignant statement in Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." This verse beautifully encapsulates the heart of Paul's message. As believers, we are called into a life of blessing. Blessings received and blessings given. When we recognize the abundant spiritual blessings we have in Christ, our lives become characterized by those blessings, and we learn to approach God with hearts full of praise. Take a moment now to consider the blessings in your life. How has God moved in your circumstances recently? Where do you see His fingerprints in the everyday moments? Perhaps it's in the quiet whisper of peace amid a storm, or in the unwavering support of a friend during a difficult time. Whatever it might be, take a moment to give thanks for these blessings, great and small. When you do that, one moment at a time, you allow your heart and mind to be shaped by the goodness of God. Ephesians 4:15 urges us to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. We are called to become like Him, to grow up into Him like a plant reaching toward the sun. There are a lot of ways to do that, and Ephesians lays out more than a few. But one of the best ways to ensure that your life is bending more and more toward the arc of Jesus is to give thanks for the blessings that come from God every day. Embrace who you are in Christ, a beloved child, set apart for His divine purpose. You can step forward into that life because the goodness of God surrounds you. He lavishes His children with every spiritual blessing. Look for those blessings today and give Him thanks. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.